Okay, morning. Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Mem Gimel. We are still on Mem Beis Amud Beis, but only two lines from the bottom. So the Gemara brought a machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding a drasha in the Psukim. The pasuk was talking about a shaleach yab pikadon, whether or not he's chayev by himself or the shaleach is chayev, and Beis Hillel said. It says, I called Var Pesha. So Beis Shammai said, I called Var Pesha, says to teach you about Machshava, Kemaisa. And Beis Hillel says, it's Eino Chayev Achi Yishlach Bo Yad Mamash. Right? Until he sends his hands. But Machshava is not enough. So then the Gemara said, let's continue now. So the Gemara says, Amru Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Bahalo Nemar Al Kol Davar Pesha. The Pasuk says, Al Kol Davar Pesha, which is Mashma that just by Dibor enough, you know, it's, if you're Dibor Machshava, and then something happens to the pikadon, your chayiv. So Amalhem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Balon Emar Yimlo Shalach Yadu Melechas Horeyu. It's Mashmah your chayiv only if you're Shalach Yad, not by Makshava. So Amr Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Im Kain a Kol Davar Pesha Lamali. What do I need a Kol Davar Pesha? Ein Li Ella. So they said, Sheyachol Ein Li Ella Hu. You would think it would be who? Amr La Avdo Vishlucho Minayin. How do you know that if you tell your Shliach, this is an exception to the rule, of any shliach tavar aveir, right? And if you tell your shliach minayin that you, in this case you're all chayiv, you're also chayiv shenamar al kol devar pesha on anything that you do. So there's another one of the according to Beis Hillel. Here we have an exception to the rule of any shliach tavar aveir by shaleach ya by pikadon. It would there is shliach tavar aveir, and the shaleach would be chayiv. So the Gemara says fine. So hanicha, this is fine with Beis Hillel. This is fine with Beis Hillel who says al kol devar pesha that shlichos works. That's why you have shlichos by dvar aveir by two ksuvim. You have two cases, two exceptions of shlichos dvar aveir. One by me'ilah, one by shaleach yad, and shnei psukim v'baim ke'echad. You can't learn to the rest of the Torah. It's only these two of the exceptions. Elo le'beis shamay demok me'le la'hai krav machshava k'maisa. But according to Beis Shammai, who says kol dvar pesha teaches us to equate machshava to a maisa, so you only have one case giving an exception of Shliach Dvar Aveira, that's the case of Me'ilah, and therefore Nelef Milei, as we turn to Amid Aleph. Therefore, you should learn from Me'ilah to call a Torah Kula, that is Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira. So, where it says, up, there's another case. Mishum to have Me'ilah, Tvicha Umechira Shnei Ksuvim Boim Ke'echa, and Kol Shnei Ksuvim Boim Ke'echa, Emeladim. There's another case. There's a case of Tvicha Me'ira, Umechira. It's the Tashlumim that the Torah gave to a Ganav of a Shor Oseh, who's Toveach, Shechs it or sells it. So in those cases, Beis Shammai, as I say, we learn from there that even in that case, there's shliach dvar aveira. So therefore, Beis Shammai has two cases. At shnei ksuvim v'bayim ke'echad, there's not, you don't learn. And I guess Beis Hillel has three cases, if that's the case. But I thought three cases you learn from.
No, you said
three cases you don't learn from?
Some people.
Okay, so it's still in the machlokas. They don't talk about the three. They only need to focus on two. I have to look at it. Okay. Okay, so Gemara says Meila. How do we know that the shlichus advar aveira by Meila? So he says Mehadam Raran, like we said before, Gzeirushava Chet from Chuma. But Tvicha Umechira. How do we know that the shlichus for advar aveira by Tvicha Umechira? Mahi, what's the case? So Amakra, because the pasuk says by a ganav that either shechs or sells the ganeva that's in his hands. The full pasuk is in Shmos Chav Aleph Pasuk Lam Zayin. It says Ki Yignov Ishor Oseh Utevacho Omecharo. So there's a connection between tevicha u'mechira. It's an interesting limud, the Gemara says. Ma mechira al yedei acher. Just like mechira needs a second party, buyer and a seller. There's two people, so it can be done al yedei acher, right? Af tevicha, so to tevicha al yedei acher. So to by tevicha, you can give it to somebody else. You can give it to a shliach, and it counts as your aveira. So I just question the limud because Mechira is not teaching me that you can do it al yedei acher. Mechira has an acher because acher has there's no without a second party there's no transaction. But here we're saying, since mechira is done by somebody else, tevicha also is done by somebody else, and then I'm not sure I'm clear on that limit. I think it's just the circumstance that they are. Mechira requires you can't sell it to nobody. You have to sell it to somebody. Anyway, so they're saying that since mechira has a second party involved, so too tevicha can have a second party involved. How can you have a second party in tevicha? Which is done by yishliach. So therefore, just like tevicha is done by yishliach, so too mechira can be done by a shliach. Right. So I think actually the shita lo don't be. He said brings down here. Asks the question. Mechira the Ganav does by himself. Okay, look at the answer. Okay, the people ask the question. What's the limit? So yeah, anyway, according to Beis Shammai, now you have Shnei Ksuvim Boim Ke'echad telling me that Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveiro, one by Me'ilo, one by Tevichol Mechira, Shnei Ksuvim Boim Ke'echad Eim Alamdin. Therefore, Kol Torah Kula Ein Shliach Dvar Aveiro. But in these cases are the exceptions. Because we learn out the case over here of Tvachol Mecharo. That's how we learn out that there's Shlichus by Tvichol Mechira. The Vayrav Shmuel Tana, they learned this din of Shlich Dvar Aveiro by Tvichol Mechira from a different part of the Pasuk, because it says, oh, right, the extra O. It doesn't say Tvacho Umecharo, it says Tvacho Omecharo. And from the extra word O, they say Larabos HaShashliach. Fine. The Vayrav Chizkiya Tana, they learned it somewhere else, because the Pasuk says, Chamisha Bakar Yishalom Tachas HaShor. And the word tachas, instead of or underneath the shore, is extra, because it could have simply said, Chamisha Bakar Yishalom LaShor. You should pay five. Why does it say tachas? So they say tachas to teach us the rabos as hashliach. That comes to include the shliach. Okay. So now the Gemara says, "How nichol man domer shnei ksuvim b'am ke'echad im landim." This is all fine and dandy. According to man domer shnei ksuvim b'am ke'echad, we've seen this Gemara, type of Gemara a million times now. Man domer shnei ksuvim b'am ke'echad im landim. Therefore, you can't learn from me'ila and tvi'chol mechira according to Beis Shammai, and you can't learn from me'ila and shlichus yad. Parentheses, Tzvichu Mechira, from Beis Hillel as well. So, Hani Echleman, Damar Shnei Ksuvim Boim Ke'echad Eim Alamdin. El Manda Amar Melamdin. According to Manda Amar, who says that Shnei Ksuvim Boim Ke'echad Yar Melamdin, Ma'ikal Meimar. Why don't we say that let's learn from Me'ilah, the Chol Torah Kula, just like Me'ilah is a Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira, so too B'chol Makom, there's Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. So the Gemara says, no, because we have Shchut Echutz. What's Shchut Echutz? If you shecht an animal, a carbon, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, right, Agali Rachmana b'shchute chutz. Right, if you shecht it outside of the Azara, the Torah tells us that even if it was nishchad al yedei ashliach, then the mishaleach is pasul, it's putter. Why? Because the pasuk in Vayikra says Perak Yud Zayin pasuk Gimel. It says ish mi beis Yisrael asher yishach shor. It says el pesach o moel lo heviyo, and he doesn't bring it to the pesach o moel. Dam yechashev leish hahu dam shafech. Right, it says dam yechashev leish hahu to this man. As if he spilled blood, and that's going to be important soon, right? Who v'lo shlucho? Only if he shechted it chutzla azara, and not if his shaliach shechted it chutzla azara. So Gemara says, fine. So ashkechan gabi shchutei chutz. You now gave me a proof that by shchutei chutz, by this case, ain't shliach l'dvar avera. B'chol Torah minolon. So how do you know the rest of the Torah that ain't shliach l'dvar avera? You just said only pasuk by shchutei chutz. So where it says the yalof mishchutei chutz. We learn it out from shchutei chutz, just like shchutei chutz. It says b'dafka that only him he would be chayiv. Not he's not chayiv if his shliach does it because ain't shliach l'dvar avera. So too the chol Torah kulo. So the Gemara says, wait, what are you doing? At the yalof mishchutei chutz, you're learning it out from shchutei chutz that ain't shliach l'dvar avera. Neilech mehanach. Learn from the Ilan and Tvichu Mechira that by Kol Torah Kula there is Shlichus Dvar Aveira. So why are you choosing one over the other? So the Gemara answers: Hadar Kaser Rachmana. In the parsha of Shchut Echutz, there's another extra word who. It says who, which is extra twice, right? It says V'Nichrash Ha'ish Ha'hu Mikarav Amo. The pasuk, the punishment for Shchut Echutz is Karis, and it says V'Nichrash Ha'ish Ha'hu. There's an extra who. So we already know that ain't shliach l'dvar aveira by shchutei chutz from one hahu. What's the extra hahu? In eino inyan l'gufo, if we don't need it for its own sake, because we already learnt it from the other hahu, tineu inyan l'chol Torah kulo. So then, you know what? Apply it to the rest of Torah. Therefore, from the first hu, from the hu of dam yichashev l'ishahu, that we learn out ain't shliach l'dvar aveira specifically by shchutei chutz. But then by the next pasuk that says, V'nichras ha'ishahu, we take that ahu and we apply it to Kol Torah Kula and say, Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira by Kol Torah Kula, except for those places where we have the exceptions. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, Ulamanda Amar Shnei Ksuvim Boim Ke'echad Eim Melamdin. This was answering that the Manda Amar says, Shnei Ksuvim Boim Ke'echad Melamdin. Therefore, we needed Shchutei Chutz. But according to the Manda Amar, who says, Shnei Ksuvim Boim Ke'echad Eim Melamdin. Therefore, from Me'ila and Tvicha, we can't learn the Kol Torah Kula. And those are Shnei Ksuvim Boim Ke'echad that teach us Yeshliach L'Dvar Aveira. So the rest of the Torah is Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So what do we need the extra Hahu by Shchutei Chutz? Hani Hahu Ahu Ma'i Darish Behu. What do I need it for? According to the mind of Amr said Shnei Ksuvim Boim Ke'echad Melamdin, we need the Hahu to teach me that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. According to the Ma'amar, says Shnei Ksuvim Bar Echad Eimelandin. We know Ein Shliach Dvar Aveiro because there's only two exceptions, and we can't learn out from those exceptions. So what does he do with the extra Hahu? The two extra Hahus in the Pesukim. Ma'amar says Chad one Hahu is Lemiutei Shnayim Oksin Besakin. You have to do it by yourself. If you do a Peshutfus with somebody, it's almost like it's done like in Hilchos Shabbos type thing. You know, two people did it together. If you did a Chatzi Malacha here, you held it. I held it with you, and we shechted the animal Chutz Lazara. There we had that was the Shochdin that were you're not chayiv achatas in that case. You're not chayiv to bring you're not chayiv v'chad and one hahu is hu v'lo anus hu v'lo shogeg hu v'lo muta. It's only him if he's not anus. If he's anus, he's potter. Okay, what do you mean? If he's anus, he's potter. You always potter if you're honest. Honest Rahmana Patre. What's the Gemara talking about? Right? And therefore, who will... We'll talk to that in a minute. Who will lo shogig? Him. And not if he does it b'shogig, if he doesn't know it's usher. And who will lo muta? And who... And only him. And not if he's... If he made a mistake based on what other people told him. But dafka, if he does it b'mezid. So, the Gemara says, v'idach, according to the man d'amar, who's doresh hahu, to teach me shchutei chutz, Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira, and that's what we do, and we learn the Hahu, so teach me Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira, Chol Torah Kula, has he learned these dinim? Right? So he says, Mehu Hahu. Okay. The Pasuk says, V'nichras Ha'ish Hahu, the extra Hey. So with the extra Hey, he learns out another Limud. He learns out who teaches me Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira, the extra who teaches me Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira, and the extra Hey in the words Hahu teaches me that number one, Shnayim Ochsim et Sakin, and who v'lo anus, who v'lo shogeg, who v'lo muta. Okay. That's up to there now. Fine. Talk a little bit now. Menachem had mentioned that I would speak to it today a little bit about Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira, but what's the lumbus behind it? So, I saw there's like a four-way machlokas of what does it mean, Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira, with nafkos minei, lots of ramifications. So what does it mean, Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira? The Gemara and Dachman Beis Amud Beis said, Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira, why? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim. Should have listened to the Rebbe, should have listened to the Talmud. So what does that mean? So I'm just going to say stuff outside. So everyone brings down the sheet of the Tosos. The sheet of the Tosos, he focuses on the Shaliach. Meaning, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim means he should have known better. The Shliach should have known better, so he gets punished. He should have known better. And you can't fault the Mishaleach in this case. We focus on the Shliach, according to Tosfos. The Shliach should have known better, he shouldn't have done that. There's a Sma, and it may also be the Meiri. The Sma says, the Mishaleach, the sender, can say, I never thought he'd listen to me, because Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim. So therefore, but the logic behind it is that it's not a real Minui. I didn't really appoint him. Why is he listening to me to do this Aveira? He has to listen to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's a focus on the Mishaleach. Because it's the Mishaleach, it's not a real true Minui. Okay, the Ritva says that the Tam of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim, it's just, it applies in most situations. Even the situation where it's not Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim, for example, Shogeg, he doesn't know what he's doing, still say Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, because the rule is Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, and Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim is just in most cases. But we'll see that's a Nafkamina, is whether the Shaleach is a Shogeg. He didn't know to listen to the Rav, listen to the Talmud. According to Tosfos and the Sma, if he was Shogeg, then maybe he was. It's not Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim. He didn't know. So therefore, they would say that maybe there is Shliach in that case. But according to the Ritva, it doesn't matter. It's a blanket rule. Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira. The Shita Nodolami and the Tosfos Rid, they bring down a more fundamental issue. And they say, we're not going to focus on the Mishaleach. We're not going to focus on the Shliach. We'll focus on the Shlichus itself. They say, the lashon that the Shita Nodolami brings is, Butla Torah Shlichus Bidvar Aveira. There's no Shlichus over here at all. It's not that there is a Shlichus, but Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim. There's no Shlichus here. It's a Mufka Midin Shlichus. Why? Because as we said before, the whole concept of Shlichus is based on control. It's totally on, we mentioned that Tosfos and Ksubos and the Tosfos Rosh on Tuesday. It's all focused on control. Whether you have authority, you're the Balabas on the Maisa. But just like we said, that and we try to explain the Tosfos Rig could be explained this way also, you're not the Balabas on Mitzvos. Hashem is the Balabas on Mitzvos. You're not the Balabas on the Averus. Hashem says, what's an Aveira, what's an Mitzvah? You're not the Balabas. You don't have control over Averas. If you don't have control, you can't appoint them Shliach. You don't have control, you can't make it tonight. It goes hand in hand. You don't have control, you're not the Baal HaBos on the Averus. If Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaBos on the Averus, therefore, you have no authority, and you cannot appoint a Shlichus. So you focus on the Shlichus. This Shlichus is completely Mufka. It's completely Mufka from Shlichus. It doesn't work. So what are some Nafkos Minei, or to satisfy Michael Oppenheim, what are some legal, practical ramifications that come out from this Machlokas? So let's say the Shlichus is a Shogig. The Shliach Pasha doesn't know that this is Aser. So we're running through the Shitas. According to Tosfos, where the Shliach should have known better, that's why we say Ein Shliach Dvar Avera. He can't know better in this case. So you would say Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera in this case. According to the Sma, the Mishaleach would say, I never thought he'd listen to me. But if the guy Shogig, he doesn't know, then the Mishaleach should have thought he would listen to me. The guy doesn't know. That's assuming, I guess, the Mishaleach knows that the Shliach doesn't know. According to the Ritvads, Divrei Rav Divrei Tam Adim Yishomi. It doesn't matter, Shogig or not. It does, Divrei Rav doesn't apply. It's just Ein Shliach Dvar Avera. According to the Tosfos written in the Shita, and the Shita loaded me also, Shogeg, not Shogeg, it's Mufka from Shlichus. If there's a Veira involved here, it's completely Mufka from Shlichus. There's no Shlichus here. It's Ein Shliach Lidvar Veira. So the Shaleach is Shogeg, so the punishment that comes out there would depend on the Hilchus of Shogeg by the Shliach. What about if the Shliach is a Machzik Rasha? The Ramah brings down a case. The Shliach is a guy, you know, it's a Chazaki, he's going to do the Aveira. Again, so according to the Shita Tosfos, according to the Sma, you would say he's going to do the Aveira. It's not Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishomim, because you already know he's going to do it. You know for sure he's going to do it. So therefore we would say Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira in that case. According to the Ritva, again, Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira in all cases, the Shogeg Mezer no matter what, and according to Tosis Rid and the Shita Lod Lami, you would say again, it's a Mufka from Shliach. Who cares if he's going to do it? You don't have the power, you don't have the authority to appoint the Shliach in this instance. Another, there are lots, but let's say one more is, what's the practical ramification if the guy does the shlichus? He comes out, shlichus dvar avera, shlichus to do an avera, and he goes ahead and he does the avera. So what happens? So do we say that there's no shlichus bichlal? There's no connection whatsoever. It doesn't go back to the mishaleach at all. It's gone. It's a complete separation. Or do we say the shlichus is chal? So whatever he did was a legal act, but there's no transfer of the avera, right? So the case that was the famous tshuva of the no dibi Yehuda where the guy wanted to, the guy sent a shliach to divorce his wife, Al-Karcha. This also goes into whether it works by Dini de Ravana. So it's an Avera nowadays to divorce your wife, Al-Karcha. He forces her to accept, the shliach forces her to accept the get. So if you say that Ein Shliach Dvar Avera only means Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishlomim, maybe you could say that just means that the Avera doesn't transfer to you. But maybe, and that could be, maybe the Maisa still has Chalos. The Maisa still works. It just doesn't. The aveira is not on you. The aveira is on him. But according to Tosfos Rid and the Shita Nodal Lami, I think it's clear that even in this case, and I think the Nodal Lami who passes this way in the end, that even in this case, it's completely mufka from shlichus. It's not that the shlichus. It's not that the action takes place, but doesn't relate back to you. It doesn't get off the ground to begin with because it's a fault in the shlichus itself. There was no shlichus. Nothing took place. Nothing transpired. Thinking about it.
Yeah. Well. The Aveira there isn't the mice, it's a violation of will, of the das, of the balkarth, of the isha.
Right, you can say in other cases, in any case that an Aveira is done, like when a Kohen sending a Shliach to marry a Grusha for him. You have to think about it. I don't know, I'm thinking out loud. How does that work? Okay, so that's a little bit of the lundus behind Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira. It was promised. It was promised, and we tried to deliver. We tried to deliver. Okay, the Gemara had said also that this. Now the Gemara had mentioned that it says who we learn out by shkut echutz who v'lo anus. He and not even an anus by the shkut echutz. His potter. So all the Rishonim asked, the Rashba, is a Tosas and Zvachim and Dapkul Chesam and Beis. They say, why do we need a miut of who v'lo anus when it comes to shkut echutz? We have a klal and kol Torah kula of onus rachmana patre. We know an onus is patre. Well, they need a special liman here to tell me that an onus is patre. So the Rashba brings down b'shem the Ravid said because the Gemara had said that what was the pasuk by shkut echutz? It said dam yechashev aishahu, and dam yechashev is also the same lashon used by ritzicha. And by ritzicha also there's a din that you know it's your hargal yavor no matter what onus you can't do it even. If, they throw you on the baby, this was an issue. So therefore, you think there may be a connection between Shkut Echutz and Ritzicha. So you need extra lima to teach me, ancient, that onus patras you here. Tosfos says it applies to even somebody who says Omer Mutter. From the Rashbam Al HaTorah, okay, we talked about Rashbam some of this year, the Rashbam Al HaTorah says that by kachim, there's always a way to get out of the Isser. Because you can always say, you can always be matir the neder. You go to the Talmud Chacham and you're matir the neder, and the mafreya comes out that there was no kedusha on the animal, so that you were shofet a non kaddish animal outside of the Beis Hamidrash. There's no isser in that. You let it shecht outside. So he says, based on that, you could say that really the Prophet Torah is telling us since you could have been mashiel, right? So if you could have been mashiel, that turns you more into a mazid. Chamash Malan, who to teach me that even if he's honest in this case, he's still not chayev. But what comes to teach over here, though, is there's always a machlokes with onus rachmana patre. What does it mean by an onus rachmana patre? Does that mean simply that, you know what, you didn't do anything. You didn't do a ma'aseh, you didn't do anything. Or the other side is that you did a ma'aseh, you just get you have a p'tur, from the punishment. But the ma'aseh was actually done. So it says that it's brought down the name of Reb Chaim from the Sefer Asufus Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi. I don't know what that is. I guess Shem Reb Chaim. Right, so here the Chakira, where the Onus Rachmana Patre, where the Perish means, it's as if you didn't do the Maise at all, or like it's as if someone else did it, or you did the Maise, but it's not called by your name. And when it says Patre, he claims that it's only a Ptur. But without the Ptur, you would be Chaim. And he says it's Mashmi, even from the Lashon of in Yom Kippur, we say, Achet Shechatanu Fanecha Ba'ones Uveratzon. What does it mean, Achet Shechatanu Fanecha Ba'ones? The onus of one of patre, we didn't do a chet. No, you did do the chet. You did a ma'aseh chet, but you don't have the punishments. So he says that that's the answer to the kasha here. Without the pasuk, we would have said that this is a regular din of onus, that it's onus of one of patre, but you're patre. But mikol makom, you did a ma'aseh avera. Comes to Torah and tells you hahu that in this instance, in this onus, you didn't even do a ma'aseh avera. Okay, that is that. Okay, so we'll go weiter. Gemara says now we're going to have a shita of Shammai Hazaken, and Shammai Hazaken holds that Yesh Shliuch Dvar Avera. So v'hadetani, that what we learned in our brisa, ha'omer l'shlucho. Someone says to his friend, a murder for hire, say harog es hanefesh, go out and kill somebody. Okay, see that all the time nowadays in U.S. law, chay for murder, right? Same thing, right? Say harog es hanefesh. Who chayev? That's what Shammai says. The guy, the shaleach. It's felony murder if you're there with an act. Do that, but this is it's a first degree murder. I think maybe. I don't know. It might be. We'll ask. Could be. That's Mr. Freed. He may know the answer to that. So he said, "Homeless shluchu, say harogas hanefesh, go and kill somebody." Who chayev? Right, the shliach is chayev. V'sholchav potter, and this is not like U.S. law. The shlochav potter. Right, the shliach is chayev, but the shliach is potter according to the Tanakhama. But Shammai Hazaken Omer Mishum Chagai Hanavi. I don't know if you ever have that in Shas. Shammai Hazaken is the same name of Chagai. You ever have someone say Shammai Hazaken Omer Mishum Malachi? I don't know. Shammai Hazaken Omer Mishum Chagai Hanavi. Sholchav chayev. Even the mishaleach is chayev because we say yesh liyach advar avera. How do we know? Shenemar, because this is by the tochacha that Nasan Hanavi gave to David after David sent Uriah to the battlefield and killed, and Uriah got killed, and then he was able to marry Bathsheba. Nasan Hanavi says it's in Shmuel Beis Parakid Beis Pasuk Tes, as Uriah chiti he kisa becherav as ishto lakat lechol isha, and the pasuk says v'oso harakta becherav bnei Amon, and you killed him like the cherav bnei Amon. What do you mean you killed him? You didn't kill him. You didn't do anything to it. The pasuk says you killed him. So you see from here that shliach l'davar avera when it comes to murder. So then the Gemara asks, my time at the Shammai Zaken. So what's the time of Shammai Zaken? So we mean what's the time of Shammai Zaken? We just gave the reason because David HaMelech sent him to the front lines. So the Gemara, so the Rashba says that you don't want to prove it from Divrei Navi. You want to try to prove it from the Torah. But others say that this can't be the Ikar Tam. Because when it came to the story of Nasan HaNavi, he wasn't punished for this. He just got tochacha, but there was no punishment to David HaMelech here. So this can't be the Ikar Tam, just a smach. We have to bring the real Tam for Shammai HaZaken. So my time is the Shammai HaZaken. So Kasavar, he held Shnei Ksuvim HaBayim Ke'echem Elandin. He said Shnei Ksuvim HaBayim Ke'echem Elandin. Therefore, we go back to what we said in the beginning of this year. Shnei Ksuvim HaBayim Ke'echem Elandin. Therefore, we learn from Ne'ila and Tevicha L'chol HaTorah Kula She'yesh Shliuch Dvar Avera. And therefore, what? So we say Kol Torah Kula, we have Yesh Shliuch Dvar Avera. And what about Vehu hahu lo dorish. And the extra hey by hahu hahu, he's not dorish. So he learns hu hahu by shkutei chutz for all those other two things. If you shacht it with some two people in one time, hu v'lo onas, hu v'lo shachut. So he doesn't have the limit by shkutei chutz for ein shluch dvar veira. So shnei ksuvim b'am g'achma lamdin for yesh shluch dvar veira. And no meat by shkutei chutz. So he has, there's a svara to say, yesh shluch dvar veira kol torah kula. Or you can say, no, v'bayis eimo l'olam doris. Really, he is doris to oz hei. So therefore we have ein shluch dvar veira by shkutei chutz. And my chayev, what does it mean? He says that the mishaleich by this murder case is chayev. It's chayev b'dinei shemayim. He doesn't get punished. He's not chayev misa. Chayev b'dinei shemayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. So the Gemara says, Michlal natan kama savra afilu b'dinei shemayim nami pater. No one here is arguing that the guy did wrong and he's chayev. And if you send somebody to kill somebody, a murder for hire is still wrong. Question is whether the Beis Din can punish you, but everyone agrees that there's a punishment b'dei shemayim. So by you telling me that Shammai only says chayim means chayim b'dei shemayim, that's mashma that the Hanakamla says potter b'dei shemayim. There's no ela dina rabba v'dina zuta iki b'nayu. The machlokes between them is the level, the degree of the punishment. Dina rabba, a big god, a onus gadol, or dina zuta, or a small punishment. That's the machlokes. Meaning Tanakama and Shammai argue the onus b'dei shemayim that the mishaleich is going to get. What type of onus is going to be? Is it going to be comparable to the onus that an actual murderer would get, or is it going to be the onus of a lesser punishment? Meaning, as a punishment will be as if he killed him himself, or as a lesser punishment because he didn't kill him himself. But they all, sorry, I don't know what those punishments are. It's b'dei shemayim, but that's. I didn't see that. I thought that. Why would the guy did a maisa veira? We'll see in a second. Maybe you can do something. I mean, you can say. I thought about this. It comes in also by mitzvah shebe guf, but things that by guf, you know, you can't. How you do a maisa? I don't know. Maybe the isser is that you can't have somebody be killed. We'll see. We'll talk about it. So the Gemara says v'ibayis ema, or you can say shani hasam. It's different by shlichus by hariga. The Gali Rachmana osaraka b'cher b'nei Yaman. There it's specifically osaraka b'cher b'nei Yaman. So only by Shammai Zaken is going to say kol torkula ein shlichus dvar veira, because whatever the limit is. But by here there's another pasuk that tells me if you murder for hire, you're chayiv, because it says oso harakta b'cher b'nei Yaman, but kol torkula we say ein shlichus dvar veira, because you'll learn it out from shchutei chutz. Okay, the idach according to the Tana who's cholik on Shammai, and it says that even by Ritzicha there's ein shluch dvar veira. It says osu harakta, you killed him b'cher b'nei Amon. So what does that mean? So he explains it like this. It's not a musar that Nasan Navi is giving him. Nasan Navi is explaining to David why you're potter. He says osu harakta k'cher b'nei Amon. What does that mean? You killed him like the b'nei Amon. Ma cher b'nei Amon ein etan nena shalav. Just like the B'nai Amon who were killed, you're not punished on because you didn't have das to kill them. It was the war. It took place. They got killed, right? Af Uriah Achiti Iatanena Shalav. So too, by Uriah Achiti, you're not going to be punished because he deserved it. Why? My Taima, Shemor B'Malchus Avo. He was a Mori B'Malchus. He rebelled against the king, the Ka'amar Lay, because Uriah said to David, Va'adoni Yoav v'chol avdei Adoni al pnei hasad echonim. He was talking to David and Yoav, his general, and he called Yoav Adoni. He didn't call David Adoni. That's disrespectful to the king. It's Mori b'Malchus according to the Gemara, and therefore Mori b'Malchus is chayav misa. He should have said he shouldn't have called Yoav Adoni in the fate while he was talking to David Amelech as well. That's how Rashi explains it. So the Tosos, the last line of Tosos, says no, that doesn't make sense because there are other psukim where David HaMelech called other people Adoni and other people called other people Adoni. What's the big deal? So he says because the merit over here was that he was makdim Yoav to David. He thought that Yoav was more important than David. So when he addressed the two of them, he addressed Yoav, the general, before he addressed David, the king. Okay. So that's why the Mandamro says that ein shluch dvar veira even by Ritzicha. That's his one that pasuk of Osu harakta b'cherev b'nei Amon. So Amar Rava, Rava is now going to, you know, constrict the din of Shammai. Amar Rava, im timtzei loma shavah Shammai shnei suvim habayin ke'echa melandin v'hu hu lo dorish. Let's say Shammai says shnei suvim ke'echa melandin, therefore yesh lich v'var ve'vachol torah kula, and hu ahu lo dorish, and therefore he learns hu and ahu who the two extra who's by Shchut Echutz for those other dinim. But he doesn't have any way to learn Ein Shluch Tavar Veira. Therefore, he holds Yesh Shluch Tavar Veira. But still, it's limited. Moda, he agrees, Ba'omer L'Shlucho Tsei Ba'olos Erva. If I say to somebody, if someone says to somebody, go and be Boel this Erva, the Echos HaCholev, go Chalev, go and eat this Chalev, right? Shehu Chayev, V'Sholcho Potter. Then only the Shaliach is Chayev, but the Shaliach is Potter. To go to do this Maisa Veira. Why? Shalom atzin b'chol Torah kula zeh nenev zeh mischayev. Don't find anywhere in the Torah that one person is going to hanav from the Avera and the other person is going to be chayev. The Tosfos asked right away, and I didn't see the answer. What are you talking about? We just said one of the exceptions that we said of Yishlil Tavar Avera was by Me'ila. I sent somebody else to do Me'ila. So Me'ila means you get hanav from Hektish. Who's getting the hanav from Hektish? The Shliach. And that's one of the proof texts of Yishlil. That's one of the exceptions when we say Yishlil Tavar Avera. So that's Sorachian about what that means. But what does it mean? He says, because then nenev is zemischayev. So what's going on here? What's the explanation? So the Chasam Sofer says simply, if you have a shliach who's doing a ma'isa veira that can get hanah, he's being boel somebody who's offered to him, but he's getting hanah from the ma'isa. So his machshav is not to be miskayim mishlichus. His machshav is on himself. He's doing it for his own sake. He's not doing it for the sake of the mishaleach. Therefore, the shliach would be chayev, and the mishaleach is not. But the Birch HaShmuel brings down the name of Reb Chaim, a more fundamental Yisoda. I'm not sure I understand it completely here. But he says, it's based on the Tosas Rid. The same reason that the Tosas Rid gave about why you can't have a shliach to put on tefillin for you. Because that's a mitzvah of a gufo. Right? Something that's on your guf, you can't have somebody else to do. And a veir of a guf, you can't have somebody else do for you. The same way it works in reverse. So too by Arias, these are sins that the focus is on, Arias is the focus on the guf. The Achilles is the focus on the guf. I guess all other veirs, maybe it's the toksah somehow. Maybe, I don't know how it works by Ritzicha. They say it's the toksah, that the person is killed. So therefore, in those cases, there's no shlichus by the mitzvah part, there's no shlichus by the aveira part as well. Okay. Next. Itmar. We learn in our brisa. New topic. Rav Amar Shliach Nasa Eid. Rav says that a shliach can be an aid. Therefore, if I send a shliach to be a Kaddish woman, right, he, that shliach, and somebody else who sees the Kiddushin are sufficient for Shnei Eidim, and therefore you only need two people, you only need three. Right? Shliach Nasa Eid. Alright? So therefore, then she's Mikodeshus. But the Veir of Shila Amri, the house of Shila, said, no, ain't Shliach Nasa Eid. So the Shliach himself can't be an Eid Kiddushin. The Shliach has to come, do the Kiddushin. You need two other Eidim, two separate witnesses to witness the Shliachus. My time, so Gemara says, my time to Veir of Shila. What's the Gemara who focuses on Rav Shila? It's interesting, they don't ask the Svar for Rav. They asked the Svar for Rav Shila. My time on the Bei Rav Shila. Why do you say Ein Shliach Nasa Eid? So do you say Eilema? Is it because Mishum Delo Amr Lei? Because the Mishaleach didn't say to the Shaliach Havilei Eid. You should be my Eid. He just said you should be my Shliach. So there's a lack in the Minoy. Elame Ata Kiddush Isha Bifnei Shnayim Velo Amr Lehem Aten Eidai Hachi Nami Lo Havi Kiddushay. So if someone says to a woman, I'm being Mikadosh you in front of these two witnesses, and he doesn't say to them, you are my witnesses, which has ramifications for chuppas nowadays. We'll talk about that soon also, if we have time. If he doesn't appoint and say, you are my Eidim, there's no Kiddushin, that's not true. If there are only two witnesses there, and they know that they're going to be the witnesses, and she knows they're witnesses, he doesn't have to appoint them specifically. So they're, right? So, Elamayata Kiddush Isha B'nei Shnayim, V'lo Amar Lehem Atem Eidai, Hokei Naim, Go Havi Kiddushay. Ela, no, this is the Svara. Rav Amar Shliach Nase Eid, he says, Alume Kame Me'ilna D'Milsa. The Shliach is, an aid, the Shliach knows what's going on so much. He's the Baal Dover here, he knows what's going on, so therefore he can be an aid. But, the Beir of Shila Amri, Ein Shliach Nase Eid, because Kevin the Amr Mar, Shlucha Shal Adam Kamoso, since you say Shlucha Shal Adam Kamoso, Havali Kegufe, he becomes like his Guf, and he's a Nogeya B'Dover, he's possible Aidus. So what, Rav doesn't hold of Shlucha Shal Adam Kamoso? What's the Machlokas here? Shlucha Shal Adam Kamoso or not? So, in the Sefer Lekach Tov from Yosef Engel, his first simon is B'inyanei Shlichus, and the first marker that he quotes is Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel. What happened? What does the Shliach become? What is the Shliach? Is the Shliach? He says, "Ema Kavanah Shaguf is a Shliach Nechshak Kaguf a Mishaleach." Does the Shliach become the Mishaleach? Their identities are become merged. It's if the Mishaleach is right there, Olu Hashliach LaAdam Acher Nechshav Raksha Ma'isa Shehu Osa B'Shlichoso Misyacheses L'Mishaleach. Do we attribute the Ma'isa back to the to the Shaleach or to the Mishaleach, or do we say he is the Mishaleach? So he says, and what's the nafkamina? Kiddushin daf mem gimel, right? Our case, kiddushin mem gimel. Itmar rav amar shliach nasa eid, or shila amar eishloch nasa eid. Why? Because what's the machlokas? According to Rav Shila, who says shliach nasa, who says shluch shalom kamoso, What does Shluchus Shalom Gamosim mean to Rav Shila? He is the Shliach. He is the husband. So if he's the husband, he can't be an aide. He's the Baal Davar. According to Rav, he says, no, Shluchus Shalom Gamosim means not that he is, it's just an attribution of the Maisa. It goes back to the Mishalayach. Therefore, he's not there. Therefore, he's not a Baal Davar, and he can't say Shliach Nasa Aid in that case. I heard it said in other ways that the Rivash gives an answer, says it's more a more simple answer, just that what does it mean the Baal Davar in a Maisa that goes on? Is a Baal Davar simply that you're involved? In that case, according to Rav Shila, if you're involved, so even this guy, the Shliach, is involved. Or does it say you have a beneficial interest in what's going on? Here, the Shliach doesn't have a beneficial interest. Nothing happens to him. He's marrying off the women to somebody else. So then he's not a Baal Davar. So that's, you can explain it that way. Okay. So, fine. The Gemara asks, Meisvei. Now they ask a question on Rav. Rav said that Shliach Nasa 8. Meisvei, Omar L'Shlosha, you say to three people, Tzu Ukidshu Li Isha. Go out to three people, says, go and marry this woman for me. Echot Shliach, one becomes the Shliach, Vishnayim Edim, and two become Edim. Right? Divei Beishamai. Ubeis Hila Omrim Kulon Shluchim Hen. They're all considered Shlichim. Right? The Ena Shliach Nasa 8. They can't, none of them can become an aide. And that's against Rav, who says Shliach Nasa 8. So the Gemara continues, Adkan, and the Gemara says, Adkan lo pligi, there is no machlos min beisham eisil el bishlosha. He only says it by three, because then you can split up, one and two. Right? Aval bishnayim divrei kolo. But if there's only two, if he says to two witnesses, you become my shliach, no, everyone agrees that the shliach cannot become an aid. And that's a kasha on Rav, who says that shliach nasa aid. So the Gemara says, no. Who Rav the Amar ki hai Tana? He says like the following Tana, who says the Sanya Rav Nosson Omer. What is it? Rav Nosson says Beishami Omer Shliach VeEid Echad. He says one. You can, if you say the two people go marry this woman, one becomes a Shliach. The Shliach and an Eid Echad can combine for the marriage. Why? The Shliach is a Shliach. The other guy who's appointed as a Shliach, he becomes an Eid. You get one other Eid, and now you can do it. So you see, in that case, Shliach Nasa Eid. Right? Ubeisil Omrim Shliach Ushnei Edim. No, none of them. You need the Shliach himself can do it. You need two new witnesses. So therefore, Rav's holding like Beishamai. That's Shliach Nasa Eid. So the Gemara says, I can't be. Rav is a Talmud of Beishilo. The Rav could Beishamai. Rav holding like Beishamai. Gemara says, not. Epoch, switch the Shitas and say that it's Beishilo who says, Shliach the Eid Echa because Shliach Nasa Eid. And Beishamai hold that Shliach Ushnei Edim because Shliach no Nasa Eid. But Rav Acha Barida Rava, Masni Ibcha, he was shown that the machlokus between Rav and the Beit Rav Shila to make it fit in, and therefore Rav said Ein Shliach Nasa Eid, just like Beis Hillel, and the Beit Shila Omri Shliach Nasa Eid, like Beis Shammai. The Hilchasa, but the Halacha is Shliach Nasa Eid. A Shliach does become an aid. If I appoint two people to be some Shliach to bring the Kedushin to my wife, they can also turn into the Eidim for that took place. But Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Rava says the name Rav Nachman, Amar Shnaim, Uvikit Shliach Isha. Go, said the two people, go and marry. You have to get, marry this woman for me. Hein hein shluchav. They are his shluchim to be mekadosh the woman. Hein hein edav, and they're also his edim because shluch nasa ed. V'chein begerushin, and so too it works by gerushin. If you say by two, they become the edim. V'chein bedinei mamonos, and so too by dinei mamonos. If you say the two, Rashi says im shalach chov the mil value shnayim. If he goes to pay back his loan and he has these two guys there, they're his shluchim. They also can testify that the loan was paid off. So Gemara asks, why do I need all three cases? Utsricha, I need all three cases. Ti Ashmin Mikdushin, had I just said that Shlich Nasa Eid by Kedushin, Mishum de Lemesrika Ase. There's no benefit. These Eidim are not no gay of a dover. There's no benefit for them because what they're doing is ushering a woman to them. So we're not going to be cautious that they're no gay of a dover and that they're lying. Mishum de Lemesrika Ase. Aval Geirishin Nechlos Shem Eid of Nasan Ba. Maybe one of the Shlichos wants to marry her and says that she's divorced, even though he really didn't do the shlichus. Okay, so that's why. The Iashmin Begeirishin. What about Begeirishin? Mishum de itisa lebei trei lochazi. I'm not going to be choshish because she can only marry one of them. So there's no benefit for that for each one individually because she can't marry both of them. She only can marry one of them. Right? But what about Aval Mamona imahani miflag palig srichi? Maybe Mamona, you say maybe they had a whole trick. They're going to say that we paid this guy back and then split the money. So you would have meaning to say that it can't be the Edim Kamashwan, it could be the Edim in this case also. Because Lumbus had to figure out what the Havmin, what the Maskana is. So the Gemara says, so Mike, Rav Nachman said that Shliach Nasa Eid, even by Dinim Mamonos. What do you need the Eid for by paying back the Mamonos? There's a machlokas about whether a Milvib Chaveiru by Edim has to pay him back with Edim. What do you need Edim here for? Does he hold it? Right? Micah Sover, Ika Sover, Malvib Chaveiru by Edim, Sarach Lepor by Edim. If you say that if you borrow money from your friend, you must pay him back with Edim, then these guys, and he can't say that he was Porea, so then these guys, these Shlichim, who are becoming Edim, Nogim Eidus Ninhu, they become Nogim Eidus, because they have a reason to testify, because the Iyami Lo Parine, because if they told a guy that they didn't pay back the Malva, Amr Luhu Piruni, he would tell them, you have to pay me back, if they're Edim. So therefore, they have a reason to lie and say that they paid him back. Really, Rav Nachman says, Mavis Chaveru does not need Edim to repay in front of Edim. And therefore, he's Neman, the Malvim, the Lova himself will be Neman to say he paid back the Milveh. Omigo, the Yochel Mevar, Adrina Lova. Therefore, since these guys could say that they paid back the Lova, Yochel Mevar, Parina Lamalveh. They're also Neman to say that they paid the Malveh, because there's no Nagil Bedavar, because they would never have to, they wouldn't be chayv in any instance. They're not forcing the Lova to lose anything, because the Lova himself was believed to say that it was paid back. So they're not Nagil Bedavar. Okay. Therefore, they're believed. Okay, but the Gemara says Vahashta, the talking about a Shuas Heses. But nowadays that there's a Shuas Heses involved, meaning they would have to swear Shua the Rabbanon, the Edom would have to swear Shua the Rabbanon that they paid back the Malva. This whole thing falls away, because now they're going to testify that they did do the shlichus correctly, because otherwise they have to make a Shuas Heses, because they're now no longer Neman to testify to the Malva, because they're negating the Edus, because if they say that they gave the money to the Malva, if they testify that they didn't give the money to the Malva, rather they gave it back to the Lova, then the Lova is going to force them to make a Shuas Heses. So therefore they have reason to say that they gave the money to the Malva. And what happens nowadays? And therefore, Mishtabe Hani Yabni Le, so therefore, these Edom are going to have to testify, have to give a shvua that they did give the money to the Malva. Or Mishtabe Malva Delo Shakale, and the Malva would have to swear that he didn't get the money, and then the Lova would have to pay back the Malva. But they have a reason to say that they gave the money in order to avoid taking the Shuas Heses. I'm sorry, I'm not so clear on how that Gemara works, but I think that's just to read through. Just to go a little further in the Gemara. So now the next case in the Mishnah says, Ha'ish Mekadosh Hasbito. A father has the schus to be Mekabel the Kiddushin of his daughter, Shalom Midaita, right? When she's an Ara. Not when she's an Ara. This whole tumult over here, what happened with the Katana, goes on here. So Tanan Hasam, we learn over there in the Mishnah, Na'ra Hamurasa, right? An Ara who's engaged. So then he, the Aviyah Mekabel Nesgita. Either one could accept a get. Let's say the husband wants a divorce, sir. Either one could accept a get. Amar Rav Yehuda, no. Ein shnei yadim zochos ke'echad. Can't be two. You can't have two yadayim for the get. Only one can get it. El avia mekabel hazgita. The father's the one who accepts the get. He accepted the kedushin. He accepts the get if she's still a nara. And the Mishnah continues, v'chol she'ein yechol lishmor hazgita. Any person who doesn't have the das to distinguish between a get and anything else, and therefore she doesn't know to be shomer it, ein yechol lishgarish. In that instance, she can't be miscarish at all, even through her father. There's no geirishin for someone girl like that. So, Amar Reish Lakish says, "Kemachlokus legeirishin, kach machlokus legedushin." Just like there was a machlokus whether or not the na'ara herself can accept the geirishin, and as well as her father, is also the machlokus whether or not she can be whether she can accept. Right, so same machlokas with the kiddushin, whether the chachamim was over that both she and the father can be mekabel the kiddushin. But Rav Yehuda says no, only the father can be mekabel the kiddushin and not her. Rav Yochanan Amar no. Rav Yochanan says the machlokas is only by geirishin. Only there is machlokas whether or not both of them can accept. Aval the kiddushin divrei kol avia by kiddushin. Everyone agrees it's only. Excuse me. Everyone agrees it's only the father and not her. Just one, two more lines. But Amar Rav Yosei, so what's the reason? What's the reason for Rav Yochanan? Amar Rav Yosei, Chanina, my time to Rav Yochanan, Aliba the Rabbanon. Why does Rav Yochanan say Aliba the Rabbanon, who says that the machlokas is only by Gerishin and not by Kiddushin? Because by Gerishin, the machneses atzmoshes avia, then he uven avia. By Gerishin, the father allows her to accept it because she's a nara, she's coming back into the rishus of the father. So say, as long as you're coming back to my rishus, I don't care if I accept it, I don't care if you accept it. But by Kiddushin, the mafkas atzma rishus avia. By Kiddushin, when now she's going into the hands of somebody else, out of the rishus of the father, then avia velohi. Then the father is not going to allow her to accept it. It's only if he accepts it and not her. Okay, tomorrow we'll continue on this topic tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.